Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A fairly wild day for the ag futures. All over the board here, we had corn close up about a penny after being the weakest grain for the most part all day long. And then soybeans rallied into the close in the last handful of minutes, rallied about 3 or 4 cents to close up 2 cents in January at 10.18. And then wheat futures. Wheat futures were really strong to start this week. We had them in Kansas City up 23.5 into December up to 6.60.5. July was up 25 cents also at 6.60.5. Really strong move here. Several things going on. They're saying that there is some colder temperatures in Eastern Europe that could possibly hurt the crop on down the road. And then there's also the export restrictions coming out of Russia. They're wanting to keep their better wheat on hand within the country. And that's causing some bullish worldwide market action, as we may see higher prices down the road for good quality wheat around the world. If Russia isn't exporting, that'll make somebody else do that. And since the 1st of November, if you look at just July 15, it's about an 85-cent rally for wheat. So really good for us here in the Southern Plains.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The export report this morning was really pretty negative. Corn came in at 29.2 million bushels, where we were expecting 36 million bushels, so about 7 million bushels less than expected. Soybeans also lower than expected at just under 68 million, and we were looking for 89 million. And then wheat also lower than expected at 10 million bushels, and it came in at 16 million bushels. Now, hedge funds as of Friday, and I'm guessing even more so after today, are now long wheat contracts. As of Friday, they're long about 4,700 contracts. They had been short before that. And then beans and corn, of course, they're still long. So that could also be a concern here for the guys trading short. Now, an outside market factor that we're kind of watching and monitoring is what's going on in the metals and in the stock market and in the energy markets. Now, it's interesting to note that over Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday, year over year, we're down about 11% on the Black Friday sales. Now, online sales were up on Thanksgiving Day, up 32%, on Black Friday, up 26%. So it may be true that they're switching over from going to the store to shopping online. So it may overall be an increase in sales after it's all figured in.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle closing up 107 at 169.95, February up 162 and 170.85, January feeder cattle up $3 at 234.07, March up $3 at 233.20, December lean hogs down 20 at 90.12, February up 70 at 88.92. December Kansas City wheat up 23 and a quarter at 660 and a quarter, March up 24 and a quarter at 664 and a quarter. quarter. December Chicago wheat up 29 and a half at 606 and three quarters. December corn down a quarter at 375 and a half. March up a penny at 389 and three quarters. January soybeans up one at 1017. March up one and a half at 1024. December cotton down 78 at 6018. March down 90 at 5918. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.